What's up, everyone? Short video today. Pretty tired. I actually didn't get a lot of sleep yesterday. Great weekend, no. Kid Jordan had basketball games. I don't know what I'm doing here. Had basketball games, so I went and recorded those. I actually was able to upload one of them finally because I've just been lazy. I gotta admit that because it's just true. I haven't been hiding behind anything besides, you know, when I get home, I'm trying to, at least the last week or two, trying to get, Jordan ready for, you know, football and basketball and whatnot. I was waking him up, getting him up, going to the court, just going, like, gotta have that mentality that, you know, if you really want something, you just have to work at it. Whether or not you're great, good, or suck, if you really want something, you have to work at it. But I do have those videos recorded. I do not have them uploaded. I have to separate them and everything else. I'm not going to be doing like a whole bunch of editing per se, like adding a bunch of text and stuff, but I do need to, you know, put some generic stuff together so that way it's kind of a little bit more presentable on my end, I guess, at least, because I could, of course, do a lot better. But I have, wow, how many games do I have now? 10, 12, whatever, I can't remember the exact amount, but something like that I have to get uploaded and edited and everything. So I don't know when I'll get it all done, but at least I'll post it and share it out whenever it's done. So my youngest is also going to football camp for 3 days, 2 or 3 days, something like that. He's not feeling well, starting yesterday. I don't know what it was, what happened, but he wasn't feeling well, so took some medicine, went to bed. But today he should be leaving probably around, I think it was like 1 or 2. To go to the football camp. And I don't know how the weather's going to be like today, but it seems like it's pretty cloudy. And it might rain. So I hope that doesn't affect anything that they might be going through. But certainly this could be a factor, especially if it continues, right? So, what else? Oh. I tried to put my Xbox in here, an Xbox One, with the power inverter, but I had to have a long enough cord to get it to reach from the battery, so I can put it back on the floorboard or underneath my chair. But I'm able to get 500 watts. I can only get 150 through the cigarette lighter, but that, you know, I need way more than that. I think it's like 230, 250, 275 just for the Xbox. So, but I did try it, of course, and once it got to like loading a game, that's when it just kicked off. So I do know that I need to hardwire it to my battery and then should be good to go and just turn it on and off. Cool thing is I got it because I'm able to have a little bit more flexibility with charging and stuff like that, and I can have permanent cords if I do have this underneath my seat. So yeah, it also tells me like my battery level of my vehicle and you know, the output and input, stuff like that. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know when I'll get that done, but since I wasn't able to do it with the Xbox, I know I need to grab an extension cables for that so I can have it on there at all times. And then I can just turn it on and off. Kind of like my, well, not mine. I used to. Used to have sound amplifiers for subwoofers and stuff. But I haven't been doing that in a very, very long time. It's pretty expensive. But it's a pretty cool hobby. Especially when you start, you know, tearing things out and replacing lining and stuff like that. It gets pretty expensive, but it's pretty cool once it's done. I never got to do any of that part, but just making my own subwoofer box, I did that once. That was pretty cool. My brother helped me do that when he was still living in Idaho. But yeah, other than that, though, I do want to say Happy Father's Day. I know I'm not able to physically tell that to my dad, but I can still say I love you. I can still remember everything about him that, you know, comes to mind with these days or around these times when I was younger. I always remember going camping with my dad, family, even though there was a lot of times I didn't really care. But with camping, there's so much freedom. Like, you don't have to worry about being quiet, and, you know, well, at least for the most part. A little bit of work, but a lot of fun, especially when you're pretty much in the middle of nowhere. A lot of times growing up in California, we always went to these certain campsite that was kind of far away, away from everything up in the mountains. Heck, I remember it was Oroville is where it was by. You had to go over this really sketchy bridge that was only one lane, and I never liked it, but I could say that, you know, when I did get to the camp, quote unquote, it was home. You know, I had a aunt and uncle that pretty much lived up there also. Not like actually lived, but they did for times, like weeks. You know, my dad and them helped build a kitchen area where, you know, you could wash dishes, put dishes away, cook area. Like, they did a lot there. Outhouses, I remember that. It's pretty cool. So I'm glad I can still carry those memories with me, and I can share that with my kids, even on weird and odd days that it probably doesn't relate to anything, but the memories is the only thing I can pass on to my kids, so, you know, they have something to share with anyone that they want to, you know, give that knowledge to. I don't think I'm gonna do anything else though today. I'm pretty tired. Unless my wife wants me to do something, then, you know, kind of have to. Anyways, I love y'all. Happy Father's Day. And don't forget to tell that father of yours, father figure, anyone else related, tell them you love them. They deserve it.